Well, okay, this episode is pretty intense. It was recorded in 2021. I found it in the archives. It is a great topic. It's raw, it's organic. So let me put out a disclaimer. It's not filtered. Listen at your own risk. Go in at your own risk. A lot of N-words, a lot of B-words, a lot of everything, you know, that grown folks use to express themselves. But we're talking about female narcissists, toxic women, toxic femininity, all that stuff that was really popular a couple years ago, but it really died down. And we just touched on that subject. Of course, while we're driving around, you know, handling business, we drove a lot back then. Hope you enjoy this Voice of the Street, Voice de la Calle, with Dama Yanga and King Yanga. Still dropping these episodes until I get a real good flow for a new season. But until then, enjoy these. Don't forget to like, rate, subscribe, donate, share, all that good stuff. Okay, check it out.
Bitch ass women out here acting stupid because the U.S. government has all, because we really can't talk about women outside of this country, because I feel like women outside of this country have a different mindset, set of standards and morals that they live by, but the women in this country, the government has you by the clitoris. You feel me? And when I say that, I mean, let's just say the government stopped giving financial aid to all you single mothers. You feel me? Stop giving Section 8. What the fuck is y'all gonna do then?
Hopefully make better decisions than the men that they choose.
But how you gonna do that like that? How you gonna just make better decisions when you've been making bad decisions your whole life? How you just make good decisions?
Not everybody will, but some people will evolve because they're forced to evolve. You understand what I'm saying?
Because they watch others who can't evolve, and that strikes fear. Like, when you can't evolve, you know what I'm saying? Like, it's bad.
Right.
Bad when you can't evolve.
Right.
And you watching everybody else change, get their money up, get their situation together, but you can't because of your decision making.
Right.
Like, the government got women by the nuts.
So we're talking about female narcissists or toxic women or whatever, because we really don't.
Because they're not independent as they think they are. All these independent.
I don't think
women,
they are either.
Women are independent. Mm-hmm. Women can't go out in the field. Women can't go fish and go. They can. They have. That's what they're put on this earth to do. But they can't, because they right now they so dependent on the government or a nigga that, you feel me?
Yeah. And then if
they don't have the government or a nigga, they go find them a bitch.
Right. And if you are offended by this, then maybe you need to check
your motherfucking self.
Right. Because it is true. We gotta see. Like, if we did the statistics of women on welfare, on Section 8, food stamps, all these other things compared to men, and we can't say because men aren't taking care of the responsibility. You know, there is a lot of men who aren't, but the thing is, why are we choosing these type men? Like, is it because we're narcissists?
Fuck that.
Is it because we're toxic?
Fuck that. Choosing, you raise these type of niggas. Fuck choosing them. You raise these niggas.
Oh, man. You going deep. We going deep.
These the niggas that women raise.
So,
because the dad ain't there.
Yeah.
But we can't blame the dad for not being there.
Right.
Because the child is influenced by the parent that is there.
Right. More so than the absent parent.
Yes.
Right. Definitely that.
You actually get strength if your dad ain't there. You have to. Because you gotta find it within yourself.
Okay, so this topic right here is about women only. We know we gonna discuss men too. But we gonna address women because we're always talking about men. Women, when are we gonna step into our power? You know, when are we gonna stop allowing the excuse that these niggas ain't shit? There's no good men in the world. When are we gonna stop using that as an excuse as to why things are the way that they are?
And stepping into your power don't mean shitting on niggas when they not, you feel me, in a position of power. Like, when you run into somebody, if you really walking into your power as a strong woman, you supposed to empower others. Mm. You know what I'm saying? If you can't empower others, then what the fuck you doing with your power? And why? How the fuck did you get power? Mm. Who called would you have power if you can't empower others? Mm. Mm. If you always looking for the benefits of giving something, that ain't power. When you give in good faith, you feel me? And good faith just means, like, I don't know what's finna happen, but I'm doing this out of the kindness of my heart. No strings attached. That's power. Because you basically relinquishing the power. You made a choice, but you relinquishing the power to the Most High energy, and you letting him control how this unfolds. But when you feel like you in control of everything, which women do, feel like they in control of everything.
Hey, you know what the greatest feeling was, though? The greatest feeling. I gotta say this the right way, though. When I got with you, is understanding how powerful I was to not try to control this relationship. That, man, you know how much weight was lifted off me,
but because of that. But again, you had to do that shit blindly. You had to do it like not knowing what the fuck was gonna happen, because you didn't know who I was. You feel me? You did that with good faith and a good heart and good intention. You wasn't malicious.
Let me say this though. I did it, yes, that way too, but I believed in myself and my decision. You feel me? There's a part of me that had this conversation was like, girl, you didn't come this far. You did it this way so many times. It didn't work. You tried to control everything. You tried to be that bitch that everybody say you need to be, or that we need to be as women. And, you know, fuck it, I do it my nigga. That, you know, that mentality. It ain't working. It ain't working. When are you going to say enough is enough?
It won't work.
How are you going to expect different results when you're doing the same shit? That's the conversation I had. So when I met you, I was like, oh, this is the one. Okay. We gonna see if he backs up what he talk about. It's scarier than the motherfucker. I was so scared. And, you know, going on year six, you know, I'm finally starting to really just step into that position of power. You know what I mean? Like, you don't just step into that position of power as a woman. You got to build that, you know, structure, that foundation.
Anything powerful worth having, it has to be built with consistency.
Consistency.
You know what I mean?
Right.
And patience.
Yes.
You know what I mean?
Setbacks.
Yeah.
You feel me? To learn more things, you know? And a lot
what
of
not,
us.
What not to do.
No. And I think just seeing what we have out there as role models right now in this day and age, because it just didn't start just now. Social media has nothing to do with it. All these, what is it, Megs and Cardis and what's that other girl's name? She's with somebody from the Saweetie and stuff like that.
I don't know these hoes.
These are all women who, you know,
want attention.
Yeah, but like, it's nothing wrong. Like, if that's the life you choose, but there's, oh shit. There's women.
Oh shit! What?
Well, I went the wrong way. There's women who don't idolize that type of lifestyle.
It shows.
Yeah,
if a woman doesn't idolize that type of shit, it shows. You don't see her.
We don't see her. Yeah. Why can't these women be put in the limelight? And I'm not saying that there's,
because they don't want to be, and that's a good
thing.
But
there's ways to see these type of women, though. You have to search for that type of woman to really. You know,
that's the exclusiveness. Of anything,
yes.
Any item that you really want, you gotta search. Niggas don't want the truth because they don't search for the truth.
Ooh, yeah, you gotta go look for the things that they don't show you. You gotta look for the things they don't show you.
And in order to do that, you gotta travel, you gotta read, you gotta fucking do shit that you don't want to do. You got to be a father. You got to be a mother. A real one. Not just standing in the position like, yeah, that's my kids. Like, bitch, you ain't a mother, though.
Look for the shit they don't teach you. Definitely is a law that a lot of us need to abide by. Because
and don't be scared of the shit that they don't teach you.
Well, everything that they feed us is lies.
Yeah.
If they feeding it to you on a regular basis, it's lies.
So that mean all the food that you motherfucking eating, men and women, sit down and break this punk ass bread together that they feed you.
Whole new podcast,
nigga.
Definitely whole new podcast.
But yeah, man. I ain't mean to, you feel me, bash the women like that, but you got to do better. It's like,
you're not bashing,
it's like,
women. You're bashing, like, bitches. There's a difference.
Yeah, you're right. I am bashing bitches, punk ass biatches. But it's like being on a team with a teammate, and the teammate don't want to play their position the way they supposed to in order for us to win. That's how I feel. It's not like I hate you, I don't fuck with y'all. Like, it's like, even the bitches, because the bitches could just stop being bitches and be a woman. Because that's different from being a bitch or whatever the fuck you want to call yourself.
A lot of women call themselves bitches too. They proud of that type.
You know what I'm saying? Like, okay, be a bitch.
Do
but,
you, right?
But damn, bitch.
Don't get upset when you say that.
Yeah, because I'm going to say it. And if you a bitch, like, don't involve nobody else. How do you play all these other roles? All you gotta do is be a bitch.
So how do you deal with women that are narcissistic? Ooh. And toxic? Ooh. You, how do you deal, how have you dealt with them in the past, and how do you deal with them now?
You don't. You ignore a punk ass bitch.
Why is that so funny to me? It sounds like a Too Short song or something.
Yeah, I mean it's simple. This shit's simple, y'all. Like,
man, I must have never been, you know what? I must have never been as toxic as I thought I was, because I've never had, like, blatant disrespect from a man. Like, I've had issues, like, relationship issues.
Have you had anybody ignore you?
No, never. Never.
God damn that shit. I don't know. I like the feeling of being ignored. Like, and if a bitch knows she being ignored, them type of bitches crave attention. Like, yeah. So yeah, like come
just
on.
Being compassionate, like, as tough and as tomboy as I wanna be, I still have this feminine quality about me where I care tremendously for people. And as much as, like, I hate it at times, I can't knock it. And it saved me from a lot of turmoil in my life, you know? But it has caused a lot of turmoil in my life, because I didn't know how to use it to my, you know, my benefit as far as my health and well-being, you know?
So it just wasn't the time.
It, like, wasn't the time, no, no.
You had to learn some serious lessons. No.
So maybe that's a lot of women's issues. They feel like caring is wrong because they don't know how to care. If that made any sense.
Yeah, sometimes you gotta care less, nigga.
You gotta care less, and you gotta learn how to protect yourself.
Your energy.
Yeah, you gotta learn how to protect your peace, your energy.
A bitch is reckless, though. A bitch don't give a fuck up, but bitches be like, she'll pull out the gun and put it to her head like, nigga, I killed my... That's a bitch. That's some bitch moves. Like, a bitch don't give a fuck. She just emotional, will do anything to get attention. Anything. Threaten to kill herself, threaten to kill her kids, threaten to run away and jump off a bridge. That's fucking crazy.
Right.
Niggas ain't running around doing that shit. And if they is, they some bitch ass niggas.
Right. Damn.
Bitches will not reflect about nothing. They'll go through some shit and go through it again the very next day.
Right. I hope someone's keeping tally of how many times we say bitch on this podcast.
In my life.
Oh, shit. You know, if we women sat down and really just listened to men and what their, what is it, issues are with us, we would learn a lot. And not even look for a response. You know?
Just for your fucking knowledge.
I learned a lot with you. I don't agree with everything.
You don't have to.
But I understand your train of thought now. So now we are at peace with each other. You know what I mean? You feel that your concerns are matter to me, right?
Right.
And you've always been like that about how, but sometimes you ignore me. But because you be in your own world, you got so many things that you're juggling. You know what I mean?
Sometimes you just deserve.
Don't even go there. Because I don't say things unless it needs to be said.
Get your ass up out of here.
Don't play.
Because I ignore the shit out your ass if I hear some shit that's weird to me.
Well, shit is weird to you because
I won't answer.
Everything is weird to you. You're very sensitive to a lot of stuff.
I'm very aware.
Aware. Okay, I'll use that word. Let's use awareness here. Yeah,
because sensitive is a whole different ballgame.
But I've seen a few things on Instagram where they had a panel of men and women, you know, relationships, and the man was directly telling the woman exactly what it was, and the woman kept saying no. Like, nigga, I'm telling you right now what my issue is, and you're not believing me. Like, what? That's not communication.
Fooliana. That's a weird ass woman.
Fooliana.
That's a weird ass woman. Like. You don't hear me, bitch?
You don't hear me? You hear me, but you don't want to hear me. I'm trying to tell you my issue, and you're like, nah, nigga, because... Hold on, bro. Like, really?
I used to say that shit all the time. You hear me, bitch.
Right.
You hear me, bitch.
Right. We made it.
You made it.
What? Come on, now.
I gotta go.
You acting stupid. I hate you right now. We gonna really like dig deeper though. We have to dig deeper.
How deep you wanna dig?
Deep. I don't talk that much.
Talk too much.
Wow.
Yeah, cause you sat there and said you don't talk that much.
I really don't. When I was younger, I did. Now I talk for a purpose. There's a purpose behind my madness. Before it was just me just popping off.
What's the purpose? What's the purpose?
To learn, to listen.
So you talk to learn.
I talk to learn and I listen to learn.
You talk more than you listen.
Depends on the situation. Because people ask me for advice, so am I supposed to not talk when they ask me for advice?
Do you volunteer advice?
Do I volunteer advice?
Yes.
I used to.
Uh-huh.
Not anymore.
Uh-huh.
To you? Hell, you to the mail? Yeah, I do. Definitely to you. I'm going to volunteer some goddamn advice. Shit. What the hell you think this is?
I don't need no advice.
That's what you think. What we chopping it up about, man?
Bum ass women. Let's keep talking about these bum ass women.
No, there is a certain way.
Who be in relationship? Yeah, I'm dropping coins.
I hear a Cash App drop? Hey, we in the money! Yay!
These bum ass women out here.
What's mine is mine. What's yours is mine.
Who be in relationships with niggas that they don't like? So instead of just being real with the nigga. You feel me?
Mine is mine is yours is mine.
What does that mean?
That's the way of the world right now.
That's the way of a woman.
That's what we talking about. No, there was a certain way I wanted to say it. It was toxic femininity, is it? We always talk about toxic masculinity. What is toxic femininity? What is that? Is it, I mean, all these, I hate these phrases and these terms and
out of control ass
stupid
out of control ass biatch. That's what toxic femininity
Ooh,
is.
Ooh, wee.
Out of control ass female.
Ooh.
Somebody who don't really know themselves. Somebody who will follow anything that sound good, especially when it's beneficial. And
keep going.
Somebody who just don't like themselves, you feel me? Like, if you don't like yourself, if you don't like the skin you in, you don't like the decisions that you've made, you know what I'm saying? You gonna continue to sabotage other lives because yours is fucked up.
Right. Ooh. Question.
You know what? No. This is it. I saw it on a post. Female narcissist.
Same shit.
Go ahead and read what the female narcissist
is. I already know what it is.
Be careful with
a heartless sense of pleasure at someone else's expense.
Let's see what they say.
Sound like a woman.
Okay.
An avid sense of competitiveness due to pathological envy and the need to be the center of attention. Sound like plenty women I know. She sabotages her friendships and relationships, stirring chaos within social groups. Out of control ass biatch.
Like someone who's hella extra drama, hella drama.
Pretty much. She has an obsession with her appearance as well as being materialistic and super. God damn. A blatant disregard for the someone else's boundaries. So this just sound like a bitch who don't give a fuck about nothing. Not her kids, because it ain't just. You're not just doing this in your relationships. A female narcissist would do this with anybody she is in contact with.
Right. Wow.
Sound like a lot of religious women.
Right. So my question though is, because I hear a lot of people blame social media for these type of women. Were these type of women around before social media?
Of course they were.
Okay, just checking.
You feel me? They was around since King David. They've been around since King David.
Queen Bathsheba? Who was Queen David?
King David.
I know. I'm saying, who was with Queen? It was a.
It don't matter.
Was it Jezebel?
It don't matter.
Was it Jezebel?
It don't matter.
Jezebel is Jezebel. Jezebel is the root of it all.
No.
No?
No. Jezebel just a famous motherfucker that everybody loves to hate. Don't nobody know shit about Jezebel. They just look at somebody and call them a Jezebel because they seen somebody else do that shit.
Someone called me a Jezebel.
Get the fuck out of here.
Someone called me a Jezebel.
Do you fit the motherfucker? You sound like you proud of it.
Someone called me a Jezebel. It's pretty hilarious, though.
You sound like, okay.
No, what I'm saying is people's opinions are hilarious. I can't get upset how you view me. It's like, I can't do anything about that. You feel me? So when I was like 17, I think. How old was I? I was about 19, and it was my sister's husband, and they were talking about the Bible, and he's basically calling me stupid. And he's like, "You don't know nothing, Jezebel," and I was like, "Whoa! Oh, we name calling now, Mr. Preacher Man. That's what we doing." He was a preacher, by the way. You feel me? So I thought that was pretty. It's pretty funny.
I don't think it's funny at all.
Why?
Because you can't find a sense of humor. You have a sense of humor, but you can't find humor in everything. Like there, you can't. You can't do it. That's not the thing to do.
You can do it, but it's not the thing to do.
It's
not healthy.
It's not the thing to do. Because if that's the case, let me read it again. She has a blatant disregard for the other someone else's boundaries and feelings. When you find humor and some shit like that, like, he might have been serious. He might have been like really like feeling that way. And if it's family, you feel me, for that person to say that about you, that's serious. So like, to find humor in that, like, I just look at it as a defense, man. When somebody laughs at something that's a serious matter, I just look at it as, okay, they trying to protect themselves from something. Or
what's wrong with that?
Block. That's cool, I guess, if that's how you use humor.
But what I'm saying is... I'm not a female narcissist.
That's not cool.
I'm not a female narcissist.
Are you a Jezebel?
At times, I was.
So that's why it's funny to you. That's why it's funny to you.
At times, I was a female narcissist, yes.
So that's why it's funny to you. Not because you don't give a shit about what nobody else think about you. It's funny to you because it's halfway true.
No, it was funny to me because he thought that would hurt my feelings, and it didn't. Because
sometimes people laugh when they feel like, oh, this nigga trying to hurt my feelings. They laugh. It's a defense mechanism.
I was not hurt. I just never was the type of person, and people might see it as narcissistic, but I never.
So you laughed and then what?
Huh?
You laughed at him and then what?
No, I didn't laugh in his face. I was just like, whoa, okay, wow, that's how we doing it? I didn't laugh in his face, but when I think about it,
might as well
it's humor. It's humor. It's humor. But anyway, we can all...
We talk about female narcissists. We ain't getting on nothing.
Yeah, but yeah, I mean, at some point in my life, you know, I was really...
A Jezebel.
No, I didn't know. I really didn't understand what it was. I mean, yeah, but what I'm saying
is... You did, because you was like, whoa.
I didn't understand, like, what it really meant to step into my power as a woman. It was something that, first of all, was never taught to me. Well, I can't lie.
Do you know now?
My nana, yes, and I'm learning more and more about my power every day. I think it's unlimited, but it's just something that you go through and that you'll never fully, completely... you know, grasp, but you can learn every single day. My nana really showed me a lot about being a powerful woman, you know, but it was different, you know what I mean? It was just more her talking to me, you know, about, you know, life and things like that. Mm-hmm. You know how older folks do, you know, and then the lessons, you gotta learn the lessons yourself. It's not like they tell you exactly, it's like they give you a story, you know what I mean? What they went through or somebody else, and then you kind of listen to what the actual message is. Mm-hmm. You know? Cause she's seen it in me. You know what I mean? I probably reminded her of herself when she was younger.
Maybe.
You know, because I heard my nana was no joke. You know, but a lot of women, I don't know. I think a lot
was she a female narcissist? Because that's what we're talking about.
My nana, she got married like 8 times. Is that a sign of a female narcissist?
Yes.
So
an opportunity, whatever you want to call it, shit.
She was independent though, but I don't
8
know.
Times ain't independent. When you live, when you on your own, that's independent.
Yeah, she pretty much, I think she was more controlling.
She was dependent on something.
She was more, probably the dick, nigga.
She was dependent.
She liked dick in her life.
Shit, well, shit. That's a whole different issue.
I don't know, I never asked, but I'm just saying, maybe she liked dick in her life. I don't know. We never really talked about that.
It's something to getting married 8 times. Whatever it is.
Right. Dude. I know one of her husbands was killed. She didn't do it though.
Do you have any friends that are female narcissists? Don't lie neither, nigga.
Ooh. Any friends that are female narcissists? Any close friends? Damn, you would have to answer that because I think my group of friends are pretty decent women. As far as narcissistic tendencies, I don't think so.
I don't know everybody, so nah, I don't know everybody's secrets. So
I don't either. Like, but, I don't really, but, you know.
No, ask female me. Narcissists have tendencies. We read them,
right?
So if you've seen any of those descriptions that we've read, the PowerPoints that we read, heartless, obsessed, you feel me, blatant disregard, stirring up chaos, sound like a motherfucking Tasmanian devil.
I got that tatted on my leg. Oh shit. But I never was a shit start. I don't know. I think it's different when someone else starts shit, but you just the finisher.
Nah,
you feel me?
Nah. I think a lot of women, and I wanna be real, like, I think damn near 90% of women start shit, but they don't do it directly. I think if they don't do it on a regular basis, they do it.
So
they it's not just this one time. Like, they do it. Like,
are these women you've been with, or women that are your friends, or women that
I know? Just women that I come in contact with. Like, I can read. I know how to read. As soon as I, you know, when you see somebody and they moving and you scan, like when I scan, I read. I read the, like, the body movements, the language, the uncomfortability around certain people or things. Like, I read all of that shit.
When did you realize you had this gift?
I was born with it.
So with that being said, it made me think about your relationships. How did you, is any of the women you've been with narcissists? Or not sure, have narcissistic behavior?
Probably. But growing up, a lot of the women that I dealt with, I dealt with because of lust. Like, I just lust.
So it was your fault?
Nah, it wasn't my fault. I was being a man. Like, I'm having sex.
What's that mean?
Spreading my seed.
So being a woman and being a man, what does that mean?
A woman can't spread seed.
Okay. So you're just spreading your seed.
Yeah. I mean, that's what I was doing.
So you think you being a man and spreading your seed contributes to a lot of the women's narcissistic behaviors?
Nope, because I take care of my responsibilities.
Not just you, I'm just saying men in general.
Yeah, men, reckless ones. Men who fit this description of a female narcissist. I don't do shit like this. At all. I don't go out of my way to fuck up somebody else's life, get in other people's business. I don't even go out of my way to critique nobody. I don't give a fuck what nobody else doing when I got my own issues, demons, responsibilities to take care of. I don't give a fuck about what, unless it involves me, I don't care what niggas is doing, to be honest with you.
So I really that's not don't. Like a blatant disregard for people's feelings and emotions?
I just said if it has nothing to do with me, I don't give a fuck.
So it has to have a direct relation with you for you to even care.
It has to regard me for me to be able to disregard it. Like, it has to, like, I gotta be involved for me to have the option to regard or disregard whatever I'm being involved with. If I'm not being involved at all, there's no even reason to disregard nothing. I'm not involved. So why would I go out of my way to disregard something I'm not involved with?
Well, they would have to come and consult you or ask your advice or something for you to kind of, that type of involvement as well.
At their own risk, because, you feel me, like, I answer righteously and truthfully to the best of my ability. If I don't like some shit, if I don't agree with some shit, I don't care who it is.
How long have you been like that?
A long time.
What's a long time?
Since I can remember.
Since you can remember. I mean, I can't knock your feeling about who you are. You know what I mean?
Truthfully. Huh? Truthfully.
I can't. So this behavior is coming more and more common? Or is it getting better or what?
Nah, like, women go so out of control crazy that they just turn gay and start carpet munching. Like they get so fed up with the situation, their life, their man, their kids, that they'll just eat another bit. Like, why would you do that? Why would you do that? Because you don't like your situation that much. You going to go do something that you ain't never done in your life? Some women never done that before. And where do you just muster the motherfucking passion to go do that?
I don't know. You know what I'm saying?
Another thing I don't get, like, how do you do that if you were in a relationship with a man? Like, how do you allow your man to persuade you to do some shit that you probably don't do on a regular basis?
Right. I want to go back to the woman-on-woman thing, because we're talking about narcissistic behaviors and stuff.
Yeah.
It's been, I've witnessed it as well, but when I was younger, we used to go to a lot of gay clubs, women gay clubs in the Bay Area. You know what I mean?
That's how you spread seed.
Right. And just hearing other people talk, that when two women get together in a relationship, it's one of the most toxic relationships that someone can have.
Because you have two unstable, emotional ass, out of control biatches.
Stop! I'm sorry, I just can't help but laugh when you talk like that. It's hilarious to me.
Chewing on each other's boxes.
I mean, not even just the sexual act, you know, just the intimacy, you know, as far as other
That's
ways.
Not intimate.
What's not intimate?
Woman on woman. Neither is man on man. That's not intimacy.
Okay. Well, affectionate. But I've heard that it's a lot of
as sex perverted. I think
that's a good topic too to talk to somebody.
Perverted. It's perverted sex.
Right. To talk to somebody. Even you know what? It's crazy. Even in children who are considering that lifestyle or, you know, that way of life, they have a lot of emotional issues.
Imbalances.
Yeah.
The same ones women have.
So that's something, I don't know. But I don't know if it's actually narcissistic personalities. It has to be if it's because they're fighting for dominion.
Yeah. But it's just a chip off the whole block. It's not actual it's not narcissistic behavior, but it stems from that type of behavior. Like, and the kid is innocent. The kid is oblivious. Kid doesn't understand certain things. A grown ass woman know what the fuck they doing when they doing it. I feel like women manipulate men more than men manipulate women. A man really can't manipulate a woman to do something that they already like, okay, fuck it, I'm about to do this. If she already there, like, nigga, you either working too hard, too much. If she already made up the decision, like, yeah, I'm finna fuck with this nigga. Because I hear women talk all the time. They be like, nigga, I was already finna, you did too much. Like, niggas do too much when they already got pussy in the bag. Like, she already wanna be. She already gonna let you. But you felt like some niggas don't know how to read the signals. You know what I'm saying? But it's harder for a man to manipulate a woman. You know what I'm saying? Especially if he ain't got nothing. It's hella bum ass niggas out here getting women. Like, how is this? How is this? A bum ass nigga with no car, no job, no money. How do he get a woman? How do he get a woman with a house and a car and keep her? How?
Maybe it's a narcissistic.
It's not the man manipulating nothing. He out of control. He don't have no control. The woman already know, man, it's a bum ass nigga, but I'ma let him be because she don't give a fuck about his feelings. Cause soon as she done fucking on him and she find a nigga that she really like, guess what's gonna happen to that bum ass nigga?
Damn, that's a deep point, babe. How women, if you are listening, this is directly to you, how is it that you end up with a bum ass nigga?
Especially when you know he a bum ass nigga. Like, it be evident.
Right.
Well, he got a good heart. Bitch, he probably got big balls and a big dick, and that's it. That's all you needed. That's all you needed from this nigga, and that's all he got to give you, and you knew that. Some hoes get married to niggas like that. Like, what?
And then get mad when stuff don't go right.
Get mad when he fucking other bitches.
Things don't go right. So what I'm asking is, that's narcissistic, man. That's...
Told you so. A lot of people tell me, like, how can you tolerate him talking like that? I can tolerate a lot. You should meet my mama. You know, I'm not calling her a female narcissist, but you should meet my mama, okay? I learned a lot from her, and one thing was to have tough skin and not be too sensitive. And then my Nana, on top of that, it's another story. I can't wait to share that experience with y'all, too, while we talking about female narcissists. That was a whole different time growing up back then, but a lot of this stuff is generational. A lot of this stuff is passed down. A lot of this stuff is unhealed trauma, of course, childhood trauma. It's just really deep. So we're just touching the surface, really expressing ourselves. But what did you think? Like I said, did you review? Did you rate it? I don't know what platform you're listening to this on. I know if you're on Apple Podcasts, you can rate it. Maybe I need to go and see if anybody rated my stuff on Apple Podcasts. That would probably work. But again, I am out. Thank you again. I appreciate everyone who's been supporting this podcast. I'm really trying to be consistent with this. I enjoy what I do. If you have any type of suggestions or feedback, there we go, that's the word, please let me know. I am open to anything. Again, I appreciate you all. Disfruta del día. and ciao.